In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pentecost is most often called the birthday of the church. Except, I don't think we really look at what happened. You know, we know that the Holy Spirit was given to the apostles and the disciples and to us. But it's interesting. We think the church existed before that. And as I pondered these readings, by now you all know that I retain some really strange things. But as I pondered these readings, I was thinking back to the movie Gladiator, when the main character, Russell Crowe, and Caesar are talking. And Caesar was talking about Rome, saying that Rome was an idea that people were so fearful of, it was whispered in the dark for fear that it would disappear. Rome was this great light that nobody knew would come about. They were unsure if it would come about, if it would be born into its glory. That's actually a truer sense of Pentecost. These people were upstairs hiding in a room waiting for the Holy Spirit to descend. They were hiding because the rest of the world wanted to kill them. They were nowhere to be seen, fearful of setting foot out of doors for being attacked or hunted. And then we come to Pentecost. And you hear all of them boldly stepping out into the light, into a world that they knew would hate them. When I think about this, I oftentimes think of, you know, you get the rambunctious kids that, you know, in high school you want to have a bonfire, and they build this big pile of wood. And they usually soak it with about 30 gallons of gas. And then some idiot stands back about 30 feet with a road flare and launches it at this big pile, right? What do you hear when that happens? What do you see when that happens? Whoop! Fire everywhere. Instantaneous light and heat, radiating out from a central source. That was Pentecost. That was people that were afraid of dying who became no longer afraid. That was people that, when the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they gained the ability to proclaim the gospel in every tongue to every nation. They did so knowing that it was contradictory to many of the powers and the people in power of that time. The rulers did not want this. The Sanhedrin surely did not want this. The Pharisees definitely did not want this. The Greeks already had their pantheon of gods. They didn't want this. They stood up with tongues of fire descending upon them, boldly proclaiming Christ and Him crucified. The love and compassion of God and His grace entering into the world in a bold new way. They no longer hid. They were no longer fearful of being arrested. They understood the path that was set before them. In contrast, oftentimes we relegate Christianity to the simplest of terms. If we talk about it in our daily lives at all. It always baffled me, and I am no different than anyone else. You know that as a kid I grew up in the Episcopal Church. You know because I've told you that I walked away. You know the paths that I followed that were different. That is the difference. Even walking away from the church, you began seeking things to fill that spiritual gap. And nothing seemed quite right. I admit the first time I read the Bible was actually out of anger, wanting to show people up. Did not work out so well for me. But in another sense, it did a great deal. You see, because I desired to put the time in, even incorrectly, I was correctly trained. Even though my intention was not of the best caliber, I came to understand and know what the apostles discovered. I knew what it was to suddenly not be afraid, to understand things that I had not understood before. And those small whisperings of people around me hoping that I would become Christian, much like Rome, came true. And in that truth, much like a high school bonfire, I had burst into flames of passion in pursuit of the truth of God. I've seen other people have the same path, the same revelation. God is love. Yes, absolutely. God is love. God is not just love. God is grace, compassion, forgiveness, encouragement, life-altering, life-sustaining. God is all. That is Pentecost. That is the birth of the church. Because God is all, they could not run any longer. They could not stay hidden. They could not stay fearful. They could not stay meek and mild. Instead, each burst into a flame and traveled the world, spreading the gospel. I hope that we remember that this Pentecost day. Celebrate the birth of the church and once again burst into flames. Amen.